So what I'd like you to do for your homework assignment is look on your piano keyboard chart and you'll see all the different notes, all the different spellings of the individual tones. And I'd like you to take each one of those tones and then tell me what the spelling would be of the perfect fifth above each one of those tones. And when you figure out that spelling, I want you to sing it in the same way that we have just sung it in this exercise I've just taught you. So you won't listen to a tape tomorrow. Instead, you'll just do this homework assignment. Figure out all the spellings of all the fifths and sing them in the way that we have just sung them. Sort of get it in your ear. What we will do when we start lesson number 2 is we will correct any errors that you might have made in your spellings and find out why, so that at the end of lesson number 2, you really will be an expert on the spellings of intervals and this grand round ear training exercise. This will be a powerful technique which we're going to use to open up our ears. Another point I want to tell you is, as far as singing in tune is concerned, when you're playing your intervals, listen to them on your own instrument and then sing them. And try to stay in tune as much as you can, but don't be a fanatic. It's not really possible to sing perfectly in tune with a piano or with any other instrument that you may find because of certain considerations which we are going to talk about in an upcoming lesson sometime in the future. Don't be a fanatic. Just sing it basically in tune, and then you will be sure that your interval is becoming established in your ear. So tomorrow, instead of listening to a tape, just practice for 20 or 30 minutes, get your spellings down, and then on the next day, take up lesson number 2. And you're going to find out when we learn this grand round ear training drill, this will be a very powerful key to open up our ear. When you practice it and then you go out and listen to music, immediately you're going to find that the intervals will just jump right out at you and you're going to start hearing immediately. You don't have to wait until many tapes down the road. As soon as you start practicing this exercise the way I will tell you on lesson number 2, instantly you will start hearing these things when you're watching the TV or going to movies or listening to your stereo. And I think you'll be very pleased with the result. And this is the whole purpose of the course, to make a very powerful ear, an ear that really hears